It must be the anticipation of spring, which I'm still anticipating. But a couple of weeks ago, I decided that I would change it up in my home. I have a guest room, which ever since I've lived there now for 8 years has been, in a queen bed and is solely dedicated to being a guest room. And I realized that all the guests that used to stay there fairly frequently either now live in the area or don't need a room as often. So I thought, well, this is silly, what a waste of space. So I decided to renovate it, get rid of the bed, put in a futon, make it a den, which I don't have. And it's a wonderful, wonderful space now, and I feel like my house has been expanded hugely. But as I was doing that, I of course opened that cupboard. You know the one, don't you? That cupboard. We all have at least one of them. I don't live in a very large home, so I only have really one, which is filled with boxes that I have not looked in the 8 years that I have lived in this house, and God really only knows how long before that. And I thought, it's time. It's time I must get rid of these boxes, or at least reduce the amount of boxes so that any potential guests could actually hang something in that cupboard. So I put the boxes in around me, and there were quite a few of them, and started to go through them. I, of course, found things that I have no idea where they came from, who gave them to me, or why on earth I was keeping them. That was easy. So there were three piles: garbage, recycling, the community thrift shop. You're welcome. And then there were the other boxes. I kept going, papers, all sorts of stuff, photographs, I'll deal with them later. And then I got to a box that I was completely curious about. I had no idea what was in it. And I opened it, and to my horror, I found it full of journals. There were 12 years, particularly in my life, that were not good years. It wasn't anyone's fault in particular. I had things that weren't going well in myself. The journey I was on was difficult, and the people with whom I were accompanying me weren't easy. And so I had 12 years where I cried more than I laughed, where I was in deep depression and had to take medication, where I had to quit my job and take a new one, take a break in between. Those were not good years. And I had forgotten that during those years, to keep myself in the moment, I wrote. And I wrote endless journals. And this was not all of them. These were the ones, for some reason, that I kept. And I thought, right, I forgot about this. I didn't want to read them, trust me. And I thought, if I die tomorrow, who is going to want these? Nobody. Who would I want to have them? Nobody. So they had plastic covers on them, most of them. So I sat down, and I started to rip the pages out of each journal and throw them into one of the cardboard boxes that was now empty. And while I did that, I caught phrases and glimpses of what I had written. And the pain and the anguish and the lack of self-respect and confidence and the horror on those pages was heart-wrenching. So I ripped them all, kept going. I thought, what am I gonna do at the end? And it'll keep going. It started to feel lighter and lighter. And soon I had plastic covers in the recycling bin and a box full of ripped out journal pages. I thought, well, now this is a lot of shredding. And then I realized, no, summer is coming and I'm going camping. I am going to have a great campfire this summer. So I taped up the box and wrote burn. And put it in the garage with my camping gear. And as I did that, I realized what a good idea to burn those pages, to relinquish the pain and give thanks for the wisdom and the compassion that they taught me. Because despite what happened, I'm a much better person today for what was made new after that time. We heard this morning in Isaiah, do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. Indeed, one does need to remember those things, but we don't need to hold on to them for our whole lives. What we do need to hold on to is that we've lived through those times. We're here now in a different time, in a different space. And even if you're in the midst of something that is full of pain and anguish and terror, the things that we always like to blame on God for creating. Well, I don't believe God creates any of those things. But us as people, our land, our nations, we are not there yet. As that poster says, God isn't finished with me yet. We are human. We have the right to choose, and we don't always choose well. We are able to commit violence, and sometimes we do. And we live in a world that is changing, that is erupting in volcanoes and fires and floods. And that, too, is part of the world order. God doesn't, I don't believe, create any of those things or do horrible things to us to bring us to a new place. But as those very things are happening, what we do believe is that God is there doing a new thing already in the midst of it. I think of the city of Christchurch, which when I left New Zealand, of course, had been through one earthquake and then went through another one, and then recently, of course, went through a different kind of earthquake, an earthquake of violence and terror. And I thought of those people who had lived already through so much. Of course, there are many places in the world like that, but this one is particularly close to my heart. And I thought, you know, those earthquakes made Christchurch a different place. It made New Zealand a different place. They came together. They bonded more closely. They learned how to care for one another. They reached out to people that they'd never known. And that made them a stronger nation. And we have seen that. In the face of terror, in the face of violence, did you hear their Prime Minister? Speaking about, we do not stand for this, we will stand together. We will not utter the names of those who have harmed us, but we will stand strong in who we are. That was being created, I believe, in that country for a long time. And it will be tested again, just as we will be tested in many ways. But to remember the horror is not what we are meant to do. We are actually meant to remember that God is doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? No. We don't normally perceive it when we're in the middle of it or even directly after it. We don't. A year ago today, we had a hockey stick outside the church to remember that accident, the Humboldt Broncos. And a year later, that community has changed. And it does not take away from the pain or the horror, but there is something new. God is still creating something new through that. And in today's gospel, we hear that Jesus is visiting the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead. Lazarus, whom Jesus wept over and then did a new thing. Showed the world that new life is possible in the midst of death. And so there they are. And Mary has also had an interesting life. Probably done things that she wished she hadn't or wished she had not been forced to do. And she has brought this wonderful perfume and is anointing Jesus' feet. Imagine the life that she came from and all the pain and the grief. It's like she poured it out, but not as pain and grief, but as joy and a special moment and love and intimacy and grace and compassion. And of course, someone doubted her. Of course, someone was counting the cost rather than being able to enjoy that moment. But Jesus reminds us, leave her alone. She brought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. God was doing a new thing in that moment. God was anointing Jesus through those who loved him to to walk the path that he would, that we will, again next week. Every week we celebrate communion, and I sometimes think, I remember when I was growing up, we would have communion once every month, and it was very special. I found morning prayer rather boring, so I really liked communion, which is probably why I became a priest in part. But has it become less special? No. This meal is meant to remind us of that night, of the night Jesus spent with his disciples, to remind us in bread and wine that we take and bring into us that that is what God is doing, feeding us, helping us to come to a new place, helping us to see that there's a new thing happening, even when we don't perceive it, even when we don't believe it, even when we can't believe it. So I think it's worthwhile today to read again our collect. Creator God, you prepare a new way in the wilderness and water in the desert. Help us to recognize your hand working miracles beyond our imagining. Open our hearts to be transformed by the new thing you are doing, so that our lives may proclaim the extravagance of your love for all and its presence in Jesus Christ. Just like my boxes that I can't wait to burn, I already feel lighter, and I haven't even burned them yet. Imagine what those marshmallows will taste like. It's a good idea to do that. It's a good idea to every once in a while relinquish the pain that we hold on to, and to give thanks for the wisdom and the compassion that they teach us. Because only then are we able to show God's extravagant love in the midst of all sorts of horror and evil, to those around us and to our very selves. Amen.